Introduction. Hold the leaf of a lime tree up to the sun to see hundreds of tiny pockets of scent, or peel the fruit for a little spritz of freshness. Take a hike in the woods and put your hand on a large pine tree. Your hand may come away with sticky resin smelling of woods and sunshine. Place scented roses in a vase to enjoy the aroma that fills the room, and perhaps remind yourself of a loved one. Grind tiny black peppercorns to appreciate their pungent fragrance of spice, wood, and citrus. Then take a moment to appreciate the plants that have created these fragrances. Not for us, but for moths and beetles, bacteria and fungi, bees and flies, pollinators and predators. This is the story of how and why plants create and manipulate volatile compounds as they interact with the world around them to attract pollinators, fight disease, turn away herbivores, and heal themselves. It is also a story of people and their plants from around the world that will follow the arc of history and culture from prehistory through the Middle Ages to the industrialized world. On this journey, we will find smoke, faith, secrecy, power, nation-building, wealth, addiction, repulsion, fashion, and seduction. For me, as with many of us, the story of fragrance begins with my immediate environment. The smell of cookies baking, the comfort of a scented candle, rain falling on creosote after a dry desert summer, a pretty pink orchid, and the smell of soil in a fertile garden. My fascination with aroma is intricately tied up with my work as a perfumer. I draw on my experiences and the stories of fragrance to help me make my perfumes, to recreate in some way what plants do without thought. I sometimes start by staring at my little amber bottles full of aromatics, each as familiar to me as my fingers, and call on my scent memories as I create fragrance. At other times, I dip a narrow paper blotter into one amber bottle, close my eyes, and breathe in. Then I add another blotter with a different aromatic so I have two together, building a fragrance piece by piece and breath by breath as I inhale scent and make smell the only thing that matters. Sometimes the ingredients conspire to tell a story, evoke an emotion, or perhaps just fulfill the yen for creativity through perfume. Plants are mostly familiar to us as food, fruits, vegetables, and grains that sustain life. But we also value and use them for fragrance. Although we did not cause the rose to breathe out scent or the frankincense tree to shed fragrant tears, our stories are intertwined and are mediated through what are called plant secondary compounds. In order to live, plants require food and a living structure, to which end they make proteins, fats, and carbohydrates for support and nutrition. Because these primary compounds are necessary for essential life functions in the metabolism of a plant, this is where a plant focuses most of its energy and resources. These molecules may also be manipulated to form scented compounds, one example of which is the transformation of colorful carotenoids into violet-scented molecules called ionones. Secondary to growth and nutrition are other critical life processes such as reproduction and disease resistance. Plants are unable to relocate to find a mate or avoid disease. And so, they release fragrant chemicals into the air from flowers to attract pollinators, or volatile molecules from damaged leaves and stems to deter predators, resist disease, and heal tissues. This really means that it is the moth pollinators, the little insect predators, and the bacterial and fungal diseases, not humans, that influence fragrances in plants. With the exception of a small percentage of plants bred for scent, the smells we appreciate and use are created neither by us nor for us. We have, however, valued the scent and healing properties of plants.